让我们以谦卑敬畏的心来领受神的话语。马太福音第八章27节到第九章第一节。耶稣和门徒出去，往该塞利亚菲利比的村庄去，在路上问门徒说：“人说我是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。”又问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“你是基督。”耶稣就借进他们说：“不要告诉人。”从此他教训他们说：“人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。”耶稣明明地说了这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：“若有人要跟随我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟随我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里，同众圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。”耶稣又对他们说：“我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在每场死位以前，必要看到神的国大有能力的临到。”阿们，感谢主。
Good to be here again.
今天啊，非常高兴再次来到你中间。
We'll pray.
我们首先祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that you are present here.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你的同在在这里。
We thank you for the power of your word.
我们谢谢话语的大能。
We thank you that it gives us life inwardly.
我们谢谢你在里面赐给我们生命。
We thank you that helps us to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
谢谢你帮助我们转眼来仰望耶稣。
Pray that you'll help us to look full into His wonderful face.
我们求你来帮助我们，来完全的来仰望耶稣的圣容。
And follow Him.
来跟随他。
Amen.
Amen.
A friend of ours who works as a missionary in Taiwan wrote a novel a few years ago and submitted it to a contest.
我们的一个朋友，他从前在台湾做宣教士，几年前呢，他写了一本小说，写了一本小说，然后这个小说呢去参加基督徒的小说比赛。
Her name's Christine Dillon, and she wrote to her supporters.
他的名字叫 Christine, 他给他的支持者、祷告的伙伴的写信。
And she said, "Dear praying friends, to my delight, I've been awarded second place."
他说亲爱的为我祷告的那些朋友们，令我非常高兴的是，我获得了第二名。
It was great news and such good news she wanted to share and celebrate with others.
这是一个非常好的消息。他希望能够给别人共同的分享。
Normally, we want to tell others when significant things happen in our lives.
通常的是，当我们的生命中发生重要的事情的时候，我们会想告诉别人。
Recently, my wife and I went to Nepal to visit some missionaries there, and we wanted to tell other people about our time.
最近呢，我和我的妻子呢，去尼泊尔去访问那里的宣教士，我们会告诉人我们所经历的。
And yet we find here in this passage, when Peter finally knows that Jesus is God's Messiah, Jesus tells him to be quiet.
然而呢，在今天的这段经文里，当彼得最终知道啊，耶稣是神的弥赛亚的时候，他去警告他们啊，不要去告诉别人。
Why, when we normally tell people good things, does Jesus tell Peter to be silent?
为什么啊，我们一般的有了好消息想让告诉别人，而耶稣在这里呢，不想让彼得告诉别人。
Mark began his book at the very beginning by saying, "The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God."
马可福音在本书的开头一开始就说，神的儿子，耶稣基督福音的起头。
He wanted to tell others about Jesus.
他想告诉别人关于耶稣的事情。
Up to this point, from where we heard today, up to this point, Mark has been showing that Jesus is the Messiah or the Christ through his teaching and miracles and signs.
到今天我们读的这段经文，马可福音一直都在通过耶稣的教导和他的神迹启示，显明耶稣是基督，是弥赛亚。
And now the book reaches a high point or a pinnacle as the disciples understand and acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ.
到这一点呢，这个书呢可以达到了顶峰，就是门徒们都承认耶稣是基督。
Jesus with his disciples had gone to a place called Caesarea Philippi, which was near Syria and Lebanon.
耶稣和门徒呢到了凯撒利亚腓立比的境内，就是在这场里，这个地方呢靠近叙利亚。
It was a Roman city named after Caesar, and with a temple built in honor of the emperor.
这是一个罗马的城市，它是以凯撒当时的皇帝的名字来命名的，而且呢，它有里面有一座呢为纪念皇帝而建的庙宇。
Caesarea Philippi was as far away geographically and culturally and religiously you could get from Jerusalem while still being in Israel.
凯撒利亚腓立比呢，在地理位置上在文化上还有宗教上呢，都离着耶路撒冷非常的远，但是呢，这个地方呢，仍然是在以色列的境内。
Maybe it would be like being in Broken Hill, far away and very different to Sydney.
就像Broken Hill它离着悉尼呢非常的遥远，跟悉尼呢也完全的不一样。
Or I looked on the internet and found that Urumqi is far away as a province from Beijing.
他说就像乌鲁木齐离着北京很遥远。
Yet this conversation with Jesus and his disciples happened.In this place that reflected Rome and the emperor.
耶稣和他的门徒的对话呢，就发生在凯撒利亚腓立比这个地方反映的是罗马和罗马的皇帝。
And Jesus said, "I, not the emperor, is the true ruler."
耶稣在这里说，是我，就是耶稣，而不是罗马的皇帝，才是这个世界真正的统治者。
It's an encouragement for us, even in such a wave of opposition to Christianity, that we are to continue to affirm and live for Jesus as the true King.
这对我们来说是一个鼓励，即使在我们现在反对基督教的这个声浪当中，我们能够继续的肯定耶稣是真正的王，并且为耶稣而活。
Jesus asked his disciples, "What do the people in the street say about me?"
耶稣就问他的门徒，我说那街上的人怎么认为我呢？怎么议论我呢？
If we went out to the streets of Riverwood or Beverly Hills and said, "Who do you think Jesus was?" They may say things like, Jesus doesn't exist, or who cares, or he was concerned for others.
如果你今天到街上到 Railroad 或者 Beverly Hill,如果你去问街上的人说耶稣到底 是怎么回事呢，他们可能说这个耶稣这个人根本就不存在，或者说谁在乎呢，或者说他关心别人。
The disciples reported that most people saw Jesus as a messenger from God, someone like John the Baptist or Elijah.
门徒说呢，大部分人把耶稣看成是神的使者，就像使徒约翰和以利亚一样。
And Jesus said, "What about you?"
耶稣就 ，sorry,
no, no.
耶稣就问他们说：“你们呢
？”Who do you say that I am?
你说我是谁呢
？And Peter said, "You are the Christ."
彼得说：“你是基督。
”The disciples finally understand.
这个门徒终于明白了。
Jesus is the King in God's kingdom.
耶稣是神国度里的君王。
And this news is to be told everywhere.
这个消息呢，应当到处去传播。
I was not very good at science when I was at school, but I remember Archimedes running naked down the street.
你知道，我不擅长做科学。但是呢，我记得呢，记得说阿基米德，他呢曾经光着身子在街上跑。
He was shouting out, he'd had a bath, and he came to see if he divided the weight of an object by the volume of the water displaced, he would know its density.
阿基米德有一次他在洗澡的时候，他发现呢，如果他把这个物体的重量除以这个排开水的体积的话，他就知道。这个物质的密度。
He was so excited he didn't mind if people didn't see him with clothes on.
他太高兴了，他跑出去没穿着衣服，他就想给别人分享这个消息。
It was news to be shared.
这个新消息应当是给别人分享的。
And yet Jesus warned them not to tell anyone.
然而耶稣却警告他们，不要把他是基督去告诉任何人。
In fact, the word warned is the word rebuked that's used later on in a few verses' time.
事实上呢，这个警告这个词给这个后边的32节、33节，这个其中的责备那个词是同一个词。
Jesus told Peter to be quiet because his understanding of Jesus as Messiah was wrong.
耶稣告诉门徒，告诉彼得要安静，不要说，因为彼得对耶稣作为弥赛亚的理解是错误的。
The disciples believed that the Messiah would lead God's people in a military victory.
因为门徒们相信弥赛亚会带领着神的选民、神的子民取得军事上的胜利。
There is something called stereopticons, which are different images that are placed in each eye at the same time.
你知道吗？有种东西呢，叫立体感的幻灯机，或者立体感的投影仪。它在同一时间里呢，每只眼睛显示不同的图像。
A group of Mexicans and Americans were shown different images. The Americans were showing a baseball player, and the Mexicans a bullfighter. They were both shown. They all saw a baseball player and a bullfighter.
你知道吗？这个机器呢，给一组的美国人和一组的墨西哥人呢，来做实验。这个图像，这两边这个图像呢，都是一个镜头呢，显示的是一个棒球的运动员；另一个镜头呢，显示的是个斗牛士。
And yet the Mexicans reported they only saw the bullfighter.And the Americans said they could only see the baseball player.
你看，墨西哥人报告说啊，他们只看到了斗牛士，而美国人看到的什么？是棒球运动员。
They saw what they were accustomed to or expected.
他们就看到了他们习惯看到的东西。
In Mark, from this point on, Jesus began to speak of his suffering and death. Jesus will be victorious, but it won't be as they suspect as a military victory, but something different.
哎，在马可福音中，到了这一点呢，耶稣呢才到这时候呢，耶稣才开始讲述他要受苦，他要死亡。啊，耶稣会得胜，但是不像门徒想象的那样，就是取得军事上的胜利。
And so in verse 31 we read, Then Jesus began to tell them that the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He will be killed, but 3 days later he would rise from the dead.
马可福音八章的三十一节，那里说，从此耶稣就教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝。并且被杀，过三天复活。
Peter saw Jesus as a military Messiah, and he rebuked Jesus rather than suffer. Jesus would cause suffering to his enemies.
啊，彼得呢，把耶稣看成这个军事上的弥赛亚，一个军事的领袖，所以呢，他责备耶稣，因为耶稣应当是不要去，不是去受苦，而是让别人去受苦的。
So we read in verses 32 and 33, Peter took him aside and began to reprimand him for saying such things. Jesus turned around and looked at the disciples and then reprimanded or rebuked Peter. Get away from me, Satan, he said. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view and not from God's.
八章的二十三十二到三十三节，那里说。因为耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。你这是从啊人的角度看问题，没有从神的角度来看这个事。”
Before Peter had rebuked Jesus, but now Jesus rebukes Peter. He actually called him Satan.In holding on to his expectations, Peter had unknowingly sided with Satan.
一开始的时候，彼得呢责备耶稣，现在呢，耶稣反过来责备彼得，彼得称他是撒旦，因为彼得他坚持自己的期望，就不知不觉的站在了撒旦的一边。
A question for us is whether we are in danger.Of molding Jesus by our expectations of what we think, and not by God's expectations.
有个问题啊，想问问大家，其实是不是我们也面临着同样的危险，就是照着我们的期望，而不是照着神的期望来塑造耶稣的。
This is a temptation for churches. We want church to be welcoming, comfortable, a place of victory and power, a place of joy and growth.And while they are good desires, they are not the whole picture. We can easily mold the church to our own expectations.
这对教会来说是一个很大的试探。我们很希望教会里，我们在教会里很受欢迎，教会里面非常的舒服。这里是一个充满得胜和能力的地方，是个充满欢乐和成长的地方。这些愿望，这些期盼都是美好的，但是不是全部的，我们很容易让教会呢来符合我们个人的愿望。
Jesus said that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and if anyone would follow, they must take up their cross.
耶稣说，人子必须受许多的苦，若有人要跟从我，就必须背起他的十字架来跟从我。
To be part of Jesus' family involves suffering.And denying ourselves. Jesus said it's pointless gaining the whole world and yet losing our soul.
要成为耶稣家庭的一份子，就意味着我们必须要受苦，来否定自己。耶稣说，你得到了整个的世界，你却失去了自己的灵魂，还有什么意义呢？
I wonder what it would be like, or sometimes I think, if we had banners or signs outside of our church. Maybe one of them says, Come to Nawi Baptist Church, A church where you can lose everything.
我很想知道啊，如果我们的教会呢，在教会上挂着这么一条的横幅，啊，上面写着说，你来纳为浸信会吧，你进了这个教堂，你就会失去一切。我想，如果你要要看着这样，你会感觉怎么样呢？
Or another sign that says, "Welcome to Nawi Baptist Church, a community you can belong to and suffer."
或者是啊，有个招牌上面写着，欢迎你来到纳维的浸信会，在这里你可以融入到这个团体里，但是你要忍受痛苦。
Or another one that says, "Our vision at Nawi Baptist Church is to encourage each other to die."
啊，如果啊，另一个啊牌子上面写着。啊、我们在我们拿为进行的意向就是彼此的鼓励去死，如果这样的话，我想还会不会有人来这个教会呢？
I read recently a quote. Would it be possible to have the cross displayed on your church, talked about often, celebrated in festivals, sung about weekly, but still to have a church that was essentially ignorant of the cross and its power?Martin Luther says yes.
我最近啊读的一句话，上面说啊，有没有可能在你的教堂里摆着十字架，人们经常的谈论十字架，在过节的时候，在节日的时候来庆祝它，每周唱歌的时候来歌颂它，但是这个教会仍然对十字架和它的能力根本一无所知，有没有这样的教会呢？马丁路德说有。
Jesus says, "You cannot follow me unless you take up your cross."
耶稣说，你若不背起你的十字架来，你就不能跟从我。
The cross is how God chooses to reveal Himself.
十字架是神选择彰显他自己的方法。
Jesus makes three demands if we are to follow Him.
如果我们要跟随耶稣的话，耶稣有三个要求。
He says in verse 34, then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross and follow me."
在啊八章三十四节，耶稣叫众人啊对他们说：“你们中间若有人要跟从我，就要离开你们自己。”自私自利的那种生活方式，背起你们的十字架来跟从我。
Three demands. The first one, to follow Jesus, you must turn from self.
啊，第一个，啊，三个要求。第一个是你要跟随耶稣的话，你就必须否认自己。
God refuses just to have a small role in your life. He requires the controlling place.Which is not only a once-off decision, but a moment-by-moment decision.
神拒绝在我们的生命中接受一个很小的角色。神想要在我们的生命中来占一个掌控的位置。这不是一个一次性的决定，而对我们每个人来说，都是每时每刻的决定。
To my shame, my wife is often more prepared to pray together as a couple than I am.And she said to me recently, "We should pray." And I was tempted to say, "I don't feel like it." And I rebuked myself. Following Jesus is not about how I feel.
啊，最近呢，啊，我的妻子呢，想啊，我们夫妻之间应该两个人共同的来祷告。啊，一上面就说啊，我们啊一起祷，我们应当共一起的祷告。她说我很想说，我不喜欢。但是我就责备自己，因为跟随耶稣根本不是我感觉如何。
We rarely want to say no to ourselves.
我们很少很少想对自己说不。
We aren't following Jesus. We are not following Jesus if we are not turning from self and doing what he wants.
如果我们不否定自我，如果我们不想做耶稣要我们做的事，我们就没有。在跟随耶稣，我们就不会跟随耶稣。
The second demand, to follow Jesus, you must take up your cross and die to self.
第二个要求是要跟随耶稣，你就必须背起你的十字架来，向自己而死。
The act of crucifixion communicated danger and sacrifice.
钉十字架这个行动传达的就是危险和牺牲。
Cicero, who was a Roman philosopher, said of crucifixion, it was the worst of extreme tortures inflicted on slaves and something to be dreaded.
一个罗马的哲学家西塞罗他在谈到钉十字架的时候说这个钉十字架是对奴隶实行的最残酷的刑罚。人们想起来的时候就感觉到恐惧。
So often we want to be respected or liked, or have other people in our debt, while Jesus expects us to join the ranks of those who were despised and doomed.
我们常常想，哎，我要被人尊敬，别人都喜欢我，但是要跟随耶稣，耶稣却期望我们加入被人轻视和注定要死的行列。
And the third demand Jesus makes is that to follow Jesus, you must follow the way he has chosen.
第三个要求是要跟随耶稣，你就必须跟随他要选择为你所选择的道路。
It's easy to rationalize that we think we know what God wants for us to be secure and healthy and comfortable and happy.
我们很容易将我们认为神要给我们的东西合理化，比如说我们要有安全感，我们要身体健康，每天舒舒服服的，而且很快乐。
Jesus does not want followers who worship him with words, but fail to follow his example.
而耶稣不是希望啊，我们这些做门徒的，只是用言语来敬拜他，而不效法耶稣的榜样。
I went with a group one time to a restaurant.The time before we had been previously as a group, that time before, one person didn't pay for their meal. And because I was the last person to leave, I had to pay for my meal, but the other person's meal because he'd already gone.
最近呢，我和一群人呢去吃饭，我们以前是一块儿的。啊，有个人呢，他没有付饭钱，因为我是最后一个吃完饭。走的人，所以呢，我就没有说什么，我就付了我的钱，也付了那个人的钱。
I was a little bit uptight, but I didn't say anything to him because I thought it was a way of serving him.
我就付了钱呢，我也没有说什么，因为我觉得这是我为他服务的一种方式。
When we came the next time to the restaurant.Without being too obvious, I want to make sure he paid.
当啊、再次呢，第二次再见面的，再次见面的时候，我们去又去这个，啊、又去这个饭馆了。啊、我表现的不想表现的太明显，啊、但是我想去的话，他一定要付钱。
Well, there's nothing wrong, and that's normal. The problem for me was that I had become self-focused, and self-protective, and self-concerned.
啊、虽然这没有什么错，但是对我来说，问题是我会变得以自我为中心，自我保护和自我关注。
I could feel the seeds of animosity, thinking he may walk out again without paying.
我能感觉到一种仇恨的一种因素在里面啊，他可能不付钱又跑掉了。
It turns out that he did pay, but as I walked out, I wondered.What would Jesus do if he hadn't?
最后呢，他还是付了钱，但是那个时候我走出去的时候，我在想，我不知道，如果处在这种情况下，耶稣会怎么做？
Jesus knows us all too well.
耶稣太了解我们每个人了。
He knows that we are so good in wanting to save our lives by storing up what the world values.Money and security and acceptance and honor.
耶稣知道我们每个人都是如此的善于，想要通过储存世界上所珍贵的东西来拯救我们自己的生命，比如说有钱、安全感啊、被接纳啊、有荣耀。
But there's nothing that we can acquire that can ransom our soul from God.
但是我们 一生所得到的任何东西都不能从神那里来救赎我们的灵魂。
Life is found in Jesus alone, and yet to have Jesus requires death to self and following him.
只有在耶稣的里面我们才能找到生命，然而要得到耶稣的话，我们就必须先向自己死，然后来跟随他。
Jesus says that each of us will have to give an account before him, and how we live now, today,will determine our destiny then.
耶稣说将来我们每个人都必须到他面前去交账，我们现在如何过我们的生活将决定我们那个时候的命运。
How we live each day will determine our eternity.
我们今生怎么样度过我们的每一天将决定我们的永恒。
We may think, why should we give everything up?Why bother being serious with Jesus? It sounds too hard and demanding.
我们可能会想，为什么我跟随耶稣就应当放弃一切呢？何必那么认真地看待跟随耶稣这件事呢？听起来要否认自己，要向自己死，这个太难了，要求太高了。
Jesus says in Mark chapter 9 and verse 1, I tell you the truth.Some standing here right now will not die before they see the kingdom of God arrive in great power.
马可福音九章的第一节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在每场死未前，必看见神的国大有能力临到。”
The very next story that Mark will include is about Jesus being transfigured on the mountain.
下边马可讲这个故事就是耶稣在变相山上改变形象的故事。
But the disciples have this preview of what the kingdom is.
让门徒看见将来那个天国的国度那个美景是怎么样的。
Jesus reminds us, don't live for what will not last, when following Jesus provides what cannot be taken away.
耶稣提醒我们不要为那些个暂时的不会长久的东西而活，跟随耶稣神会给我们那些个我们不能够被拿走的东西。
Following Jesus often is not easy, but it calls us to maturity.
跟随耶稣是不容易的，跟随耶稣要求我们真正的在属灵的生命上应当成熟。
And that's why church is so important, that we keep being reminded by each other to keep following.
这就是为什么教会是非常重要的。我们在教会里，我们互相的提醒，我们走向成熟。
So thank you for being here today, and there's an opportunity to encourage each other afterwards.
谢谢你们参加今天的聚会，我们非常高兴，我们有机会能共同的在聚会之后互相的鼓励。
I will pray.
我祷告。
Our Father, we can only follow the Lord Jesus as he works in our heart.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。只有当圣灵在我们里面做工的时候，我们才能真正的跟随耶稣。
Help us to grow in seeing how much we have in Christ.
帮助我们看到在耶稣基督里面我们有什么。
And that it's not actually death to die in following him, but we receive so much.
主啊，让我们看到的不是我们自己的死，而是看到我们从你那里得到的是那么多。
Help us grow in allowing him to be Lord and us to trust in him.
帮助我们让我们的信心在里面成长，让我们来全心的信靠他。
阿门。
阿门。